Kerr Jonkuch made the most of his 5 minutes on the floor for the Vancouver Bandits Sunday afternoon, May 26, at the Langley Events Center, LEC, trailing by 13 points in the fourth quarter. Jonkuch came up with 3 blocked shots, 2 of them on the same possession, with Kobe McEwen and Zach Copeland drilling 3-pointers on the subsequent offensive possessions. Those plays were pivotal as the Bandits rallied for an 88-83 victory over the visiting Scarborough Shooting Stars, their second win in a row of the new season. One possession can change a game. One possession can change your season, said Vancouver head coach and general manager Kyle Julius, on the motto his coaching staff has been preaching to the players. And Kerr really demonstrated that in his minutes today. He really sparked us. Read also, Bandits ride hot start to defeat Montreal in home opener Sunday's victory required the team to withstand a potent long-distance attack from the Shooting Stars, who were good on 16 of their 37 three-point attempts, connecting on 43.2% of their attempts. Bandits point guard Taze Moore said the team was focused on just one play at a time. Can't hit a home run too fast. You need base hits and once you get there, you get there, he said following his team high 19 points. Moore also added 8 rebounds and 7 assists and 2 blocked shots. Nick Ward had 18 points, 7 rebounds and 3 blocked shots, but left the game early in the fourth quarter and did not return. But James Karnick stepped up to score 14 of his 18 points after that, including stealing the ball for the lay-in for the winning points. Karnick finished with 18 points and a team-high 9 rebounds to go along with 4 blocked shots, absolutely nasty. Just the way we like it. Biceps tonight's game winner feat. At James_Karnick hashtag like a bandit pick.twitter.com/Kunajegvik9c, Vancouver Bandits. At VanCity Bandits. May 27, 2024 Sunday's match was the Bandits' third annual Girls and Women in Sports game. Ahead of the event, Bandits hosted an all-girls basketball camp led by local coach L. Kerfoot. Rising interest in women's basketball is being reflected by increased demand, which has seen the number of campers rise from 30 in the first year, to 60, and now, 80. Vancouver now prepares for a road tilt against Saskatchewan on Thursday, May 30. Then, the Bandits welcome the Calgary Surge to LEC for a big rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals as part of its South Asian Heritage Game on Saturday, June 1, at 7:30 p.m. at Langley Events Center. Read also, video, Vancouver Bandits begin training camp in Langley.